October 23rd, Tuesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, the Feast of St. John Capistrano. The first reading comes from Ephesians 2, 12-22. The author speaks about how the recipients of this letter were at one time alienated from Christ. They were living in sin, they weren't living in the grace that God had offered to his people. And yet through the blood of Christ, the division that separated Jews from Gentiles has been healed. Now they are one people. Now this is also an idea that probably was not produced by Paul, because while Paul speaks of the church as being the body of Christ, he never quite speaks of Jews and Gentiles forming one entity. That's a relatively new idea. We have become one, so that the recipients of this letter are no longer strangers and aliens. They're part of the community of God. They're part of God's household, which is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. That, too, is an idea that Paul probably wouldn't have written, the idea of the foundation of the church being the apostles, because Paul considered himself to be one of the apostles. Saying that the apostles are the foundation of the church almost makes it seem as if they're a previous generation, something that has passed from the scene. What is the author of this letter saying? He's saying that God is filled with so much mercy that even divisions that seem to imprison people in a state of alienation have been healed. And now all of the recipients of this letter can call themselves citizens of heaven. The gospel is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, verses 35-38. It speaks about being ready for the return of the Lord. In the early days of the church, many Christians believed that Jesus was returning very soon, because one of the signs of the end of the world was the resurrection of the dead. When Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, they felt that that was the dawning of the end of the world, and therefore it should happen within hours or at most within days. Now, when the Gospel of Luke is written, it's obvious that the people don't know when it's going to come. Nevertheless, they should always be ready. And this is a good reminder for ourselves, that if we were to hear that the end of the world were to come within the next hour or so, we should be able to say, I'm going to continue what I'm doing, because what I've been doing is exactly what God has called me to do. We shouldn't have to run off to go to confession or run off to do something special. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.